Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They called Cordell Stewart slash.
Damn it, Bob.
Was I wrong on that one? Who was the Swiss Army knife then? Or am I just making that up? Which I very well could be.
Somebody says Travis Hunter is a spork.
Have you seen the video that Colorado just released of Travis Hunter v. Travis Hunter?
No, that's cool.
It's a 5-second teaser for the Heisman, and it's Travis Hunter lined up against Travis Hunter, and then it goes to black, and it says Heisman.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I just retweeted it on X, or whatever we're calling it these days, formerly Twitter.
Yeah.
So you can check that out. Yeah, you can check that out this weekend or right now if you want to. It's a quick 5-second video, but, man, I hope they put it into action where we actually see Travis Hunter go against Travis Hunter. That would be cool.
You want to share your news?
Oh, yeah, some stadium news to get to, as we know.
Surprise!
This, right. Yay!
Here's Bob again, twice in one week.
Yay! Chiefs are moving to Ohio. No, I kid. I did.
Don't say that to me.
No, dude. I'm not. No, they're not. Big weekend for the state of Ohio. Playing a game at Wrigley Field, the Buckeyes are against Northwestern. That would be cool to play a game in Wrigley, wouldn't it? I'd love
not
to do
really.
That. You don't think so?
Nah, brick walls.
Well, you got to be careful. You can't run into the walls.
Yeah, because that's what I'm worried about when I'm running it down to catch a pass and be like, oh, yeah, there's a brick wall. Make sure you get out of bounds.
Smash.
I get it. They're probably not playing in that dimension, but.
Well, no, I think that Wrigley is a tight fit for a football field.
I mean, it's a very tight field.
Yeah, it is. It is a very tight fit for
that's
the field.
That's why I still think it's kind of crazy.
Could you fit a football field in Kauffman, by the way? We were sitting out in left field.
Yeah, you can't hit a home run out of Kauffman. Of course you could fit
but
a football
how
field.
Would you angle the football field at Kauffman Stadium?
Foul
would
ball
you
to
go? That's what I was thinking, too, because we were out there
that's
for a playoff game, and I'm like, could you fit a football field here? I think it would be kind of cool to play a football
they
game
put
at the
a
K.
Stage and Motley Crue's fans on that field.
Yeah.
I think you can get a football field.
Like the last year before they moved to 119th. And all, they should probably play some football out there at Kauffman Stadium. But anyway, I digress. But there is some news to get to when it does come to what's going on in the stadium. Do you want to start with the Royals or do you want to start with the Chiefs on this one? Because there's a little bit of news for both. We'll start with the Chiefs on this one. I was talking to some sources yesterday about this, and I've been told they're making progress on both sides of the state line, which is good news for those who want to renovate Arrowhead, which that's kind of what I'm under the impression that it would be. We're talking about a renovated Arrowhead, or we're talking about a new build, obviously, on the Kansas side of the state line. There's no field to renovate on the Kansas side of the state line. So if they're making progress on both sides of the state line, we're probably looking at a renovated Arrowhead in Missouri or a brand new dome stadium in Kansas. And that's what we're looking at. We are looking at, from everything that I've heard, a new stadium on the Kansas side versus a renovated stadium on the Missouri side. Obviously, the cost is completely different. Missouri is about a third of the cost less to renovate than to build something new. That's just kind of the fact of life. But I'm going to say this, and I know people don't want to hear this at times. The pathway to get something done in Kansas is easier than the pathway to get something done in Missouri. And that's because Missouri has so many other teams and entities that are going to want money as well. If you give to the Chiefs, you're going to then have to give to the Cardinals. You're going to have to give to the Blues. You're going to have to give to the University of Missouri, and you're going to have to give to Springfield as well, because you're going to have politicians, and that's where it gets ugly when politics and politicians get involved. You're going to have the politicians from the east side of the state say, oh, we'll vote in a $500 million improvement or whatever it was back in the day when we were talking about that tax, but I need something for my side of the state. I need something for the Cardinals. So you take what would say be a $500 million project in Kansas City, and then it grows exponentially because the Blues, the Cardinals, Columbia, the University of Missouri, and the minor league ballpark in Springfield and all their representatives are going to say, we'll do this for Kansas City, but we need money for all of us as well. Kansas doesn't have that problem. Ain't nothing going on in Kansas right now, right? Like,
right.
There's no other professional teams or anything like that in Kansas that are going to have their hands out. So the pathway is easier because of stuff like that. And, you know, I don't know how much money the state of Missouri is going to have to come up with to take care of everybody, but it may be something where it just becomes too much money for the state of Missouri to afford.
Let me ask you this. And I'm just playing like the listener or the fan side, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that this is, you know, maybe Missouri's way of kind of trying to show that they're interested and really trying to keep it here? And also, how much of this is Kansas being like, hey, they know what they're doing, right? Like, they know they had their chance. Here's all these plots. Here's all these ideas. And then the other thing, too, is like, how much of this is, you know, it's tough to say, like, percentage-wise, but, like, how much of it do these people actually think that these will be the spots, or how much of it is it just like, hey, like, if we talk about it, it'll get people waking up about it? Because, like, the stadium was hot, teared off, right? The Royals go through their season, the Chiefs kick off, they're going whatever.
Right.
And then, you know, this week out of nowhere, it's like, hey, by the way, here's a new spot. And it's
right.
Like, where's this cut? Like, why is this happening now?
Right. Well, because the baseball season's over, so now they get the opportunity to focus on that. And time is of the essence, Dusty. 2031 is when these leases expire. Neither team wants to play in that current venue the way that it is after 2031. The Royals want nothing to do with Kauffman Stadium anymore. They've made that perfectly clear. The Chiefs are open to a renovated Arrowhead. They're also open to a new build on the Kansas side of the state line.
So why wouldn't they just if the Royals do move downtown, let's just say hypothetically they move downtown.
Right.
Would they not just like doze everything out and then just start from scratch in that area with a new Chiefs facility?
No, from what I understand, if the Chiefs do anything in Missouri, it's a renovated stadium.
Okay.
The only new, from what I understand, would be on the Kansas side of the state line at this point in time. Now, again,
that's a heavy renovation.
It's a big renovation. Yeah, you're talking about $1 billion for a renovation versus about $3 billion to build something new. Those are just kind of the numbers, right?
You're saving a few, Billy.
But you are, but does it make sense? Because that renovation will last you another 20 years. That stadium will be 85 years old by that time,
right,
or whatever it is. You know, it's 60, 70, 80 years old by the time that you know, renovation gets to its completion. Is it better to renovate and then have an 85-year-old building and then have to renovate again or do something again? Or is it better to bite the nut now and just build something new that you know is going to last and could potentially bring all kinds of new events to town? That's something that the Hunt family and the Chiefs and them all have to decide on their own. Now, they are going to do focus groups. They contracted somebody called CSL. They sent out
Which
a press release
how
yesterday.
That hasn't happened already.
Because you get caught up in, just timing and everything.
I just feel like you'd want to do that before you wanted to, like, go to find your plots. Like, if you were to, like, find a focus group over, let's say, just the spot that you reported on 119th and Row.
Right.
I feel like you'd go over there before you would say, hey, we're thinking about this, instead of being like, we're thinking about this, and then people are like, wait, what, our backyard?
Right.
What do you mean? Like, you know, maybe come talk to me first.
Yeah, no, I think I think it's the Chiefs, and they've contracted the CSL to do kind of, I don't want to call it a feasibility study, but they're going to talk to their season ticket holders about, hey, what do you want? They're going to present both options to them and, you know, new, renovated, and go through the whole thing, because you're leaving Arrowhead on Sunday. You don't want that stadium gone. You want to stay there forever. But then you start to talk about the business side of things and what makes sense and what's best for the community and all this kind of stuff. So there's a lot of things that they need to still work through right now. But the news, if you will, is that there's been progress made on both sides of the state line. So if you're about like keeping the team in Missouri, which I think a lot of the top, you know, political leaders in the state of Missouri, obviously they want to keep the Chiefs. The top political leaders in Kansas want to keep the Chiefs. It's just, I say easier to go to Kansas because there's no other mouths to feed on the Kansas side of the state line. On the Missouri side of the state line, as we talked about Tuesday, you've got the University of Missouri, the Blues, you've got the Cardinals, and you've got the minor league ballpark in Springfield. They're all going to want to be fed as well. So you take a small project in Kansas City that now becomes a massive statewide project because the guys in St. Louis aren't going to say, yeah, let's give money to Kansas City, because we're still a very divided area where St. Louis v. Kansas City, people are going to battle this thing out in Jefferson City. Now, for the Royals situation, there are two spots that I told that they are looking at. We kind of talked about those the other day, the 435 in Antioch site, the old Brookridge golf course, that is still in play.
Mm-hmm.
That site has been graded. If you've ever been by there recently, you can see all the fences are up and it's like, it's ready. type thing, right? Like you could start your construction. That's more ready than the 119th and Nall location. But I've heard from some people that the 119th and Nall location is a little bit of a favorite because they already have that built-in town center plaza area where people are used to going. And what I mean by that is people go there all the time. They eat there. They spend money there. It's part of their habit. And when you start talking about star bonds and repaying those star bonds, the quicker and more money you can generate, the faster they get paid off. The Brookridge site doesn't have anything around it, right? There's no town center plaza there, any place where people are used to going with their entertainment dollar is being spent. Over there at 119th and Nall, when you build a new stadium, if you build the new stadium there and you add in your entertainment district, people are already used to going there. So it's not like you got to sell a new location in town for people to go. People have already gone to 119th and Nall because there's so many bars and restaurants and stuff around there right now. So it'd be quicker to pay off the star bonds, people are thinking, with that situation. And so here's the other thing that I find interesting. Mayor L is out there doing a lot of talking about, you know, this Washington Square Park, which I think that idea is terrible, by the way. It's just a tight location. Everybody wants parking. Everybody wants, you know, the amenities around there. There's not a whole lot by that Washington Square Park. I'm not into taking a park away. But here's what I'm hearing. You're not hearing from anybody on the
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kansas side of the state line, right? Nobody's out there parading ideas on the Kansas side of the state line. That's because everybody on the Kansas side of the state line, from what I've been told, has signed NDAs, non-disclosure. They can't talk. Legally, they can't talk. The more the mayor talks, the more I realize it may be slipping away on the Missouri side of the state line for downtown baseball, because if it was more serious on the Missouri side and downtown, then he would have had to sign an NDA. He's doing a lot of talking about these plans that don't have a lot of legs to them, but nobody on the Kansas side is talking because of these NDAs that are signed. So kind of keep that in mind when you start to hear the chirping that is going on. And so that's where we are. And then yesterday, I'm sure a lot of you guys saw the news, the Star Printing Press, which they looked at as the location, you know, in April for the Royal Stadium, just sold to some company that's converting that into a data center. So that area now is off the table in downtown Kansas City.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.